This call is being recorded.
All right. Welcome, everybody, to our Monday night call. Thank you, everyone, for being on the call this evening. And thank you for taking on your health and being here with me. Thank you for becoming educated and taking responsibility. I just have a few announcements before we get started. So if you know people in the Kelowna area, on Wednesday of this week, November the 16th, we have a Nature Sunshine-sponsored event happening at the Ramada Inn in Kelowna. And the speaker is Professor Cindy Clement. The topic is authentic essential oils and the metabolic cardio weight loss kit and program. And we request that people come at 6:30 to try out their new smoothies or new protein powders. Okay, so that's 6:30, November 16th, Wednesday at the Ramada Inn in Kelowna. If you know people in the Vancouver area, on Friday, November the 18th, Nature Sunshine is bringing Cindy Clement to Metrotown, Burnaby, and that's at the Holiday Inn Express. And again, we request that people arrive at 6:30 to try their new protein powders, their new protein smoothies. The other announcement I have is I want to congratulate Taffy Team 29. They've recently completed Taffy, and we had our completion ceremony on Friday. It was amazing, and it was awesome. So congratulations to Taffy Team 29. And we had Murray from the Eastern Province, and I'm not sure exactly which province he's from. He was on the call. We had Susan was on the call. There were four graduates on that call, and we want to say congratulations to them. So presently, I'm taking registrations for Taffy Team 31 and Taffy Team 32. And so for those that don't understand Taffy, here we go. Taffy stands for Taking Action for Your Health. It is run via teleconference call. We dial in for the first 5 minutes, so it takes 20 minutes of your time altogether. Then during the call, you commit to your health, you report your accountability, and you receive a 5-minute lesson, which is then emailed to you to put into a 3-ring binder. And these calls run 5 days a week for a period of about 8 weeks until all the lessons have been covered. The results after doing Taffy for 8 weeks is absolutely astounding. Everybody gets results. That's what makes Taffy so powerful. It is not just education, it is also taking action along with the education. And on top of that, you also get my expertise and my consultations as part of being in Taffy. All right, so this evening I wanted to move into questions and answer, and so I've got some questions that have been put forward, and I want to address them now. Okay, so we'll turn to Sharon. She asked, how can we balance blood sugar levels? Is there something that would taste better than berberine? I know berberine tastes bitter. It's a bitter taste. Now, off the top of my head, can I think of other products that can balance blood sugar? Glucoreg is another one, but again, I'm not saying that it's going to taste good. And P14 is another one. So there are three different types: berberine, glucoreg, P14. And then we can even get into Echinacea Golden Seal. But again, Golden Seal does not taste very good. And we do have Echinacea Golden Seal as an extract. That may be a little more pleasant to take. Okay, so that's for you, Sharon.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Valerie, you asked about gallbladder. Once it's been removed, what can be done? What what I want to explain here is, why do we get gallstones? One of the reasons we get gallstones is that lectins found in present-day grains, which are anti-nutrients, they, in fact, cause leaky gut, get into the bloodstream, and start to accumulate in different vulnerable areas. And so if they happen to accumulate in the gallbladder, then there is a gallstone issue that results because of the lectin deposits. And so one of the things to avoid future stones, because the gallbladder has been removed, and we often think that once the gallbladder is removed, that stones will no longer form. That's totally not true. They continue to form. The liver will form a pocket, and stones will continue to form. So what can we do? We avoid grains in order to have a healthy gallbladder. We avoid grains. Knowing that the gallbladder is removed, that means now that there is no release of bile from the gallbladder to the duodenum for digestion of fat, and therefore taking a digestive enzyme with bile salts in it is critical. So Nature Sunshine has digestive enzymes so that they're receiving the bile salts as they ingest their fats. And I would be careful about hydrogenated oils. Those are toxic. They will accumulate and form as little crystal balls. I wouldn't have that as well. Okay, now moving into which herbal supplements would I take to ensure that my gallbladder remains healthy. Any one of the liver combinations would be a good idea. I would suggest Live J, or there's Live A, and there's the Nature Sunshine combination Live C. Does that help you, Valerie?
Yes, thank you very much.
You're welcome. And I you know, also taking those superfood smoothies is critical here. This is where I would do flax hull lignans. I would do Chinese mineral chi tonic. I would do Colitrim Plus. Even taking colostrum. Colostrum binds toxic lectins in the bloodstream. Okay, so that's for Valerie. And Louise, you asked about probiotic 11.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I was under the assumption that it had to be taken on an empty stomach, and when I went to the Calgary Convention, we had some incredible speakers, I discovered that probiotic 11 can be taken with meals, okay? Mm-hmm. And the new metabolic weight loss cardio kit has a probiotic 11 supplement, and it's recommended that you take one with each meal, which I found really interesting. Okay, having said that, we have also worked with children with ADD, ADHD. We've worked with depression, and we find that you can take probiotic 11 in high doses, maybe taking 10 to 20 all at once a day for about one or two bottles of probiotic 11. Makes a big difference to balance the probiotic 11 in the intestinal tract, which is responsible for the production of serotonin for your brain, for the brain area. And therefore, it calms the brain down. We can have candida anywhere in our body, including the brain. Okay, so does that help you, Louise?
Yeah. Only one question. When you're taking that, like such a high dosage, do you stop taking the rest of the supplements?
No, you don't. No, I would continue to do smoothies, okay? Yeah, it doesn't interfere, okay?
It doesn't interfere?
No.
Okay. Like Protea Plus and stuff like that, colostrum and stuff like that.
No, it won't interfere. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Okay, I want to move to the next question. Chris is here from the Eastern Provinces. Chris, exactly which province are you from?
Nova Scotia.
Nova Scotia, okay. And so Chris asked about cancer, and what was the question? Cancer is from an injury and not from a disease. Okay. Oh, I see. They're trying to wrap their head around what cancer is. I get it. Okay.
Yeah.
Here's what I want to say. So, I mean, cancer is both. Okay? Cancer starts from an injury. In other words, in cancer, there is a continuous replication of mutated cells. That's how I know that it starts from an injury. Because the process of mutated cell replication would not happen unless there was an injury, unless there is an injury. So when there is an injury, the brain sends a message to the injured area and activates the stem cells into action. And the stem cells are looking for all the building blocks essential for healthy cell replication. In cancer, they can't find them. And if they don't receive the essential building blocks, that process of current of injury from the brain to the injured area continues with continuous activation of stem cells for the purpose of cell replication. So that those cells are continuing to want to replicate, but something mutates the cells in the process of cell replication. And what is it that mutates the cells? It's fungus. Fungus happens when the oxygen level to the injured area drops to below 35%. And oxidation for the purpose of healthy cell replication by the stem cells can no longer take place. If there is enough sugar in that injured area, oxidation flips into fermentation. Fermentation is fed by sugar. That's when fungus, parasites, yeast become active. The fungus integrates into the stem cell line and mutates the cell. So that's why I know that cancer starts from an injury and is a diseased condition. In other words, the condition in that injured area is toxic. It's loaded with toxic debris to the point that the lymphatic system can no longer clean it out, and the oxygen levels have dropped to below 35%. That's why it's a diseased condition. Chris, does this help you?
Yeah, it does a lot. It's hard to explain sometimes, but you explained it well in that. Yeah, you did. Thanks. I took notes while you're speaking.
Okay. Was there anything else you wanted to ask about that?
No, that's it. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah. Yep. So it's both. You see, cancer starts from an injury. Okay?
Yep.
And it's also a diseased condition in the body. Condition
okay.
meaning toxic accumulation with lack of oxygen.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you. Yep.
You're welcome. Okay, Patty, you asked about pantothenic acid and sleep issues.
Yes.
And what else can we recommend for sleep? Okay. Here's what I'm going to say. When we consume too many grains and sugars, okay, we are then interfering with our parasympathetic nervous system and our sympathetic nervous system. So the nervous system is not shutting down because of an overabundance of yeast, in which affects the whole nervous system. So if you want to address sleep, the first thing we have to do is go off all the grains, the starches, the sugar, the pop, the alcohol, the wine, and anything that sugar feeds yeast, feeds candida, and affects the the function of the parasympathetic and sympathetic nervous systems. So
okay.
You see, we always address the root cause. The other thing I'm
right.
going to say about that is that if there happened to be root canal infection, root canals always put infection into the bloodstream, which can affect the nerves, and that also, that infection also feeds yeast, okay? It's a cesspool of continuous yeast candida infection from a root canal, or mercury fillings, which is heavy metals. So we see we have to address those kind of things that are causing inflammation to our body first and foremost, okay? Moving into the next direction, we can then start doing the pantothenic acid in high doses. And how much?
Okay.
I would say 4-2 times a day. But there are other supplements that you can take that aid in sleeping. And that is things like passion flower. It's very inexpensive and has been wonderful for some people. We have another one called HVP, which stands for hops, valerian, and passion flower. So it's a combination of products specifically for sleep.
Okay.
We have another one called REX. Now, okay, Patty, you're from the stateside. Oh, boy. And so I am not sure, Patty, if I'm giving you the right labels, because on the stateside, Nature Sunshine has different labels sometimes than they do in the Canadian side, Patty. So I'm not sure.
Okay.
Okay,
I can
we just
call
have to
and
match
figure that
them, okay?
out. Yeah.
Right.
Thanks.
So HVP, REX is good for calming down the passion flower. I mean, those are three that I can think of at the top of my head, specifically for sleep. Having said that, again, I'm going to move into what have we learned in Taffy? A, B, C, D. So making sure that we're activating the lymphatic system. Put some cat's claw in there. Making sure that you're eating the right foods and having a superfood smoothie. Making sure that you are addressing the whole tooth issue and cleansing the heavy metal debris out of the bloodstream with MC oral chelation, omega cal on the stateside. Okay, then we can use either the passion flower, HVP, or REX. Patty, does that help you?
It sure does. Yeah, it does.
Is there another question you want me to address in this regard?
No, that helps because of just the quantity of the pantothenic acid. And then, this is kind of an issue off and on with me. And it's an issue with my husband, and I just kind of wanted to get a little further information. But I'm on track, so.
Okay. Very good.
Thank
and
you,
I want to congratulate Patty because she really took on addressing the health of her teeth. Thank you, Patty, for that. That was a big undertaking. Okay.
Okay.
Thank
Thanks, Donna.
You bet. Okay. Now we'll move to Gail. And so Gail talked about, poor appetite, just not feeling like you want to eat, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I understand where you're coming from, Gail. I think in this situation, because you are working very hard on weaning off some heavy-duty medications, and I want to say congratulations to you, Gail, for doing that. I understand where there would be times that the appetite is poor. Here's what I'm going to say. Just make sure that you're taking your smoothie. And I'm going to say one more thing. I'm going to say make sure that you're having proteins for breakfast, okay? And that could look like whatever appeals to you. I don't care if it's eggs or chicken or hamburger or hamburger meat, whatever that appeals to you, red meat, okay? Because I understand how important it is to fuel your body first thing in the morning. Okay?
All right.
So, you know, I don't have any magical solution about, oh, there's a magic pill for that you can take for increasing appetite. Unfortunately, I don't have a magic, kind of a magic solution for that one. Let me just try to think. I'm going to put my thinking cap on, but there is nothing magical that says, oh, take this and it'll increase your appetite. Okay?
No, I don't think it will, because I think it's the meds doing it.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And you're working hard to, you're working hard to address that. And I say congratulations to you, Gail, okay?
Thank you.
And I'm just going to tell everybody who's attending the call this evening, Gail is from Saskatchewan, if I may, with your permission, Gail.
Go ahead.
Thank you. Gail is a TAFE grad. In July of 2015, Gail was diagnosed with cancer. No, that's not right. It was earlier, wasn't it, Gail?
In
2014, right. And she had done the conventional chemotherapy treatments, and that affected her. It affected her psychological, emotional part of her body to the point that she ended up in a psychiatric institution for a period of 3 weeks until that was all settled down. It was a huge, huge mishap for her. And so at that point when she was released and decided to leave that institution, she decided she would no longer do chemotherapy or radiation. She took on doing the PAPA program in July of 2015. And by January of 2016, when she went to have, I think, her regular cancer test, the oncologist, they could not find any cancer. She had those cancer tests repeated in June of 2016, and there is no cancer. Now, on top of that, Gail has lost 115 unwanted pounds.
Wow.
Okay? And so she's taken her health one step at a time, and she's now working on weaning off the medications that she's on. So big congratulations to Gail, and she's with us here this evening. She's also a TAFE grad. Woohoo, Gail. Thank you for that, Gail. Okay, I'm going to move to Anita. All right, when we talk about hormones, it's candida that produces xenoestrogens, toxic estrogens. And those toxic estrogens do a number on your thyroid. So it interferes with the thyroid, and it interferes with metabolism, because the thyroid is responsible for metabolism. And so when you talk about weight gain, okay, this is what's happening. There is something that she's eating that is making the candida grow, and it's things like grains and sugars and starches. So, Anita, will she go off the grains?
Yep, she's going to have to start going the same as I have.
Uh-huh. Very good. Good job. Okay. How about things like pop?
Oh, that's one of her weaknesses, but
there
I
you
guess
go.
No more buying
okay,
it there.
So let me address pop. Let me address it, okay? Because if we take it away, we have to replace it with something. And so we have Soulstick Energy. We have Soulstick Nutrition. We have Stixated. I think those are the three types of flavors we have, because each one is a different flavor. And if you put that in water and add club soda, this is a very inexpensive pop without the sugar. Do you think she would enjoy that, Anita?
Yep. I definitely
awesome.
Think so. I mean, I like it. That sounds like a good recipe for me.
Okay, there you go. All right, you go for it too, okay? So that's where we're going to start. The xenoestrogens affect the thyroid, throw the metabolism off, and she's gaining weight, okay? because gaining weight is really called insulin resistance, okay? So we'll go off the sugar, off the pop, off the grains. Now, though the candida, the xenoestrogens from candida also produces ethanol alcohol, which the liver has to detoxify. And the xenoestrogens from candida also interfere with the production of collagen. And so the muscle strength deteriorates as well. So it's all back to candida. Now let's organize a program. So the first thing I think I would do is eat the right foods. I would do a smoothie if I were her, so that she's getting some minerals. Now, she may not like the taste of minerals.
No.
Chicanic Nature Sunshine also has essential liquid minerals that we can use. And I would also do flax lignans, because the lignans take out the toxic estrogens. Isn't that cool?
Yes.
And I would add Collatrim Plus to the smoothie, you know, with a half a soul stick to make it taste really, really good. And again, I'm going to say, in order to lose weight, protein for breakfast. And so if she's in a hurry, she wants to have a protein, just add a scoop of, I don't know, NutriBurn Whey from Nature Sunshine, or, you know, a scoop of, we have a couple of new proteins, the soy protein and the pea protein. I mean, just so that she has fuel in her body for breakfast, and that will alleviate the craving for the sugar. So proteins will alleviate cravings for sugar. Okay?
Yes.
Now, I'm going to move into, okay, you said urinary system. And the urinary system, okay, that's affected by all the pop that she's drinking, right? Okay?
Okay. Yeah, I'm learning something here. I wouldn't have associated that, but okay.
Yeah. And nervous system, okay, and so she, you know, she probably has a hard time maybe focusing when the nerves are kind of rattled. You know, the Focus ATN that we have from Nature Sunshine is excellent to keep you focused, to keep you focused on the lessons that are being taught, so that your attention span is broadened. Does that help, Anita?
It does. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Okay, I know we have other people that have joined us on the call, so I'm going to move forward. Who else do we have on the call? Hello?
Oh. Hi.
Hello?
Donna, Michael here. I joined the call late.
Thank you, Michael. So are there any questions you would like me to address?
No, not at the moment. It's very good with what I'm hearing.
Okay, thank you. And who else is on the call? Hello?
I'm Mary from Montreal.
Hi, Mary. Nice to have you on the call. Are there any questions that you have?
I know somebody who has hives all over her body. I know she went through chemotherapy like a year ago, and now she seems to have hives all over her body.
Okay, I'll address that one. And who else do we have? Hello? Anybody else?
Hi, it's Andrea from Bonneville.
Hi, Andrea. And do you have any questions that you would like me to address?
I have one.
Yeah.
How to get rid of restless legs.
Okay. Okay.
That's all.
Anybody else that's on the call that I haven't acknowledged? Hello?
Hey, Donna, Michael again.
Yeah, Michael, go ahead.
I have a potential client who may call me regarding leukemia, which is at quite advanced stages, has a very weak heart, and may be coming on board trying to find an answer to that.
All right, so we'll address that too. Okay, so I'm just going to move to, all right, we'll start with Mary. There's hives all over the body because, okay, so think of skin, the liver, and the skin are connected. The liver, if it's got too much debris, will dump toxins out through the skin area. And so this is a lady that has chemotherapy. I would do that 3-day liver cleanse. And I would do it more than once. So maybe, Mary, the way I'm looking at it is maybe do the 3-day liver cleanse twice a month. Okay? And in between, I will give you the program. We want to activate the lymphatic system, and that's where cat's claw combination comes in. So I would probably do about 4 capsules 2 times a day. I would definitely do a smoothie with mineral chi tonic.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to think hives. I would do arginine with that, arginine plus, because we're focusing specifically on blood here. And I would do flax lignans here.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, arginine plus tastes really, really good. And we want to cleanse the blood. I would do MC. Okay?
Okay.
So here we go. Cat's claw, 4-2 times a day. The smoothie with Chinese mineral chi tonic, a scoop of arginine plus, and a couple of scoops of flax lignans, and do 2 smoothies a day, and do MC. You start MC slowly. 1 tablet with breakfast, 1 with lunch, and do that for about 3-4 days, and then increase it to 2 tablets with breakfast and 2 with lunch. And then 3 with breakfast, and then 3 with lunch. I would do about 6 twice a day. That is the amount recommended by Stephen Horn and Dr. Kim Ballast. This is the oral chelation program. She needs to clean out the blood.
Mm-hmm.
And on top of that, also avoid anything that's going to cause inflammation in the system, which means grains and sugars and pop and alcohol and anything that's toxic in the house as well, such as cleaning products, skincare products, shampoos, soaps, and so on. Okay?
Okay, thank you.
But, you know, with the MC, we need to detoxify the residue of that chemotherapy, and it's wonderful.
Okay.
Okay, does that help you, Mary?
Yes, thank you.
You're welcome. And Andrea, you asked about restless legs, okay? So 2 things come to mind. Number one, there is a mineral deficiency for sure, and there is a magnesium deficiency. Now, having said that, we always have to go to why is there a magnesium deficiency and a mineral deficiency, okay? That's where the root cause, the inflammation, the poisons that are causing the inflammation must be addressed, okay? So, Andrea, it's like you have to ask, does this person have mercury fillings in their teeth? And so I'm going to expand on this because, you see, we are electrical energy, and we never think of it that way. No one ever teaches you that. But we have electricity running through the meridians in our body. They're the pathways of electricity, and they're low voltage. However, when that electrical current runs through a mercury filling in the tooth, then it becomes high voltage. And that can start affecting the nervous system. And so now you get these restless legs happening, and there's a magnesium deficiency. So I would check out things like metal in the mouth and mercury fillings in the teeth. Next one, what do we do for minerals? I love mineral chi tonic, and I would high dose the chi tonic. I would probably have about 3 ounces a day. And if they don't like the taste of it, I would do it with Solstic Energy. And then I would also take high doses of magnesium. I would say about taking about 4 four tablets, and I have to be cautious here. Maybe I'll go to three tablets three times a day, because magnesium also relaxes not just the muscles and the legs, but the relaxes the muscles in the intestinal tract, so we can end up with diarrhea. And so there's a fine line there. We just have to balance that one. Okay? But the key, Andrea, is to find out why there's restless legs. I mean, is this person also, I'm just going to say, are they on any medications? Every medication has a side effect. And, you know, side effect to me is a nice soft word for inflammation. Okay? So there's something that has to be addressed here, the reason that there is that restless leg happening. Andrea, does this help you?
Yes, it does. Thank you.
Is there something else you wanted to ask about this?
No, that's everything.
Okay. And, okay, now we want to talk about leukemia. That's Michael. Okay. This is where we get into addressing all five pillars, okay? In most of the conditions we talked about so far this evening, we might have addressed three out of the five pillars, but when it comes to serious conditions like cancers, we need to address all five pillars, okay? So number one, we need to stop the current of injury by feeding the body all kinds of nutrients that are missing. And so this is where we use eat the right foods. That means eating red meat, chicken, fish, eggs, vegetables, walnuts are so good. All the seeds are great. All the berries are great. And then doing a superfood smoothie. And in the superfood smoothie, we do Chinese mineral chi tonic. That's red. This is where the colors come in. Yellow is flax hull lignans. I would do two scoops each time. Then we move to white. That's Colitrim Plus, a scoop each time. Then we move to blue. I would do Zambrosa, probably an ounce each time. And then green, I would do Green Zone or Chlorophyll. And the smoothie needs to taste good, so we add a Solstic Energy or a Solstic Nutrition. Okay, in this case, it's leukemia. I would do Arginine Plus here. Arginine Plus tastes delicious, too. Okay,
yeah.
That's number one. Number two, we address inflammation. We open up the lymphatic system with cat's claw combination. I would probably do about four, three times a day. And really open up that lymphatic system. And let's get those poisons moving out. I would also take Protease Plus enzyme on an empty stomach so it can go into the bloodstream and clean out undigested protein and particles and undigested food particles that are there because of leaky gut. I would do colostrum on an empty stomach. Probably two times a day, gets into the bloodstream and binds toxic lectins. Okay, so that's, then I would address the source of the inflammation. So, Michael, this is where you have to pull out your taffy lesson on inflammation. There's a whole list of, things that cause inflammation.
Right.
That has to be addressed. And so it was nice to have Patty on the call because Patty has just addressed her. She's had root canal. She's had mercury filling. She had metal in her mouth, and she went ahead and addressed all those things. Okay? Because that's pretty important here.
Okay?
We want to open up the elimination channels. And this is where the body systems questionnaire comes in really handy, because then you have a pretty good idea as to whether you're working with, need to work with the kidneys or do you need to work with the bowels, or do you need to work with the respiratory tract? Those are all elimination channels, okay?
Okay.
All right. And then we move into infection, and this is where we use PAPA. And we start PAPA slowly, like one capsule with a meal, three times a day. And if there is no queasy stomach, we will take two capsules with a meal, three times a day. And if there's no queasy stomach, three capsules with a meal, three times a day. And we can even increase it to four, three times a day, if there is no queasy stomach. And something I recently learned from Dr. J is that if we take them 8 hours apart, that's why we do the 3 hours or three times a day. We keep it 8 hours apart. It makes a big difference. And finally, we deal with circulation. We use MC particularly to bind all kinds of toxic heavy metals and triglycerides and metabolic wastes from the blood. Okay?
Yeah, that sounds a lot like the program I was on with you during
exactly.
to deal with my prostate cancer. It's pretty much
exactly.
identical.
The only thing that might be different is the source of their inflammation. It's like, where is the poison coming from? See, that's where you have to determine that.
Yeah.
I mean, for you, Michael, it was your teeth. If I recall, it was two root canals, and I don't know, maybe there was some mercury fillings or something. But for you, that was huge, was to have the teeth addressed, as it was with Patty, okay?
Yeah, it was actually three teeth.
Three of them. There you go, okay?
And two of them had three roots to them, and the other one was one root, so that it's like
right.
having more than one tooth.
Right. Okay? So
thank you.
So there you go. I mean, the key is finding the source of the inflammation. You see, this is what makes our program, I'm going to say our, because we're all TAFE grads. I think just about everybody here is a TAFE grad. That makes our program so very powerful, is because we address all five pillars that not very many other practitioners think about. So it's not just a matter of, well, we'll just do nutrition, or we'll just address the elimination channels, okay? Or we'll just take PAPA, okay? But nobody ever addresses the source of the inflammation, and nobody ever addresses cleaning the blood of all the heavy metals and metabolic waste. That's what makes our program very unique and very powerful. Okay. Are there any other questions?
Donna, it's Patty. I actually have a question about what you just said about the PAPA and taking it 8 hours apart.
Okay.
So because I've been taking it since the third week in June, there's no way I could take it with food 8 hours apart. But
And so, okay, here's what I'm going to say. Patty, this is something new I have just learned. I learn new things all the time. I keep my ears open. I learn all the time. I learned this from Dr. J. We had a private session with Dr. J in Calgary,
right.
And he said he learned it from Dr. McLaughlin, and I never learned that from him, but he learned it from Dr. McLaughlin. And so he said the most effective way of taking PAPA is 8 hours apart. Now, having said that, Patty, I have a book full of people with cancer success stories, and Gail is with us here, Michael's here with us, who never did the 8 hour apart thing, and it's worked anyway. Okay, so I want to say that.
Right.
Having said that, can we improve upon our programs? Of course. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
So, you know, probably a good idea to take a couple of PAPA before going to bed.
Right. I wonder, because, you know, I take the colostrum and the protease plus on an empty stomach.
Right. Of course. Yeah, I got it.
So that's where I'm running into the, you know, 8-hour thing.
Right.
Yeah. So, I mean, I could just wait until later in the evening to take my last dose of pawpaw.
Sure.
Okay. Well, I'll play around with it and see what.
Yeah, you're doing awesome. Thank you, Patty.
Okay,
so
thank you,
everybody, for all these wonderful questions. I think this was such a fruitful evening. It was awesome to have everybody ask their questions. The only one I couldn't answer was Sharon's question about, I'm still thinking about that one, Sharon. How can we balance blood sugar level? You know, Sharon, I have
yes.
to think on that one, okay?
Okay.
You know, chlorophyll, yeah, well, I'm thinking about it again. You know, chlorophyll helps to balance blood sugar as well. Okay.
Okay.
So that's one. And I think Arginine Plus is another one. And both of them taste good.
Donna?
Hey, somebody can help me. Go ahead, Michael.
Yeah, Donna, isn't berberine part of that program in balancing blood sugar that was introduced when Dr. J presented the local berberine, or was that Cindy Clement when they first brought out berberine?
So here's what I'm going to say. I think Sharon's question was, this is somebody that doesn't swallow capsules, so we have to go liquid. And berberine does not taste good if you put it in smoothies. I got it.
Right, right.
So we're trying to resolve this without swallowing capsules. That's what we're looking for, Michael.
Yes.
Okay, I wasn't on the call when that one happened.
Right. And I think chlorophyll is definitely one of them, you know, now that I think about it. And Arginine Plus, I'm going to check into that one, Sharon, okay?
Okay, sounds good. Thank you.
Okay, so finally, I want to go back to our announcements. How many here are from Kelowna area? Sharon, I know you're coming to the event on Wednesday.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. And I guess that's about it from, And who, anybody here from, Vancouver. Michael, you're from Vancouver. Anybody else from Vancouver that's on the call? I just want to announce in Kelowna, it's on Wednesday, November the 16th at the Ramada Inn, 6:30 for free smoothies. The speaker is Cindy Clement. The topic is authentic essential oils and the metabolic weight loss cardio kit. And in Vancouver, it's on Friday, November the 18th at the Holiday Inn Express in Metro Town in Burnaby. So if you know people in those areas, please invite them to the event. We have a really nice turnout. We've got about 120 registrations for Kelowna. And we have about, 30 for Vancouver. So we need to do some work with Vancouver. And I'm working on it too. So thank you, everybody, for being on the call with me this evening. It was a very fruitful and an enjoyable evening. And please share this information with those people. I know some of you were on the call because of other people that you're trying to help. I'm also here to help you. And so send me an email. Give me a phone call, 250-764-2852. I want to say also my book is Practical Solution to the Cancer Injury. It has sold over 5,000 copies, and people are taking responsibility for their health. All kinds of people are out there are overcoming their cancers and their diabetes and their heart disease and their multiple sclerosis and Alzheimer's. I mean, I see it all, ADD, ADHD. I love it. What incredible work we are all doing. Thank you, everybody, for being part of this movement. And lots of love to you and your families, and we look forward to having you back on the call next Monday. Good night, everybody.
Good night, Donna.
Good night, Donna.
Good night.